is, I know you guys heard a lot about what's going on as far as Ryan Garcia and a lot of his rants on Twitter. We're just going to play you a piece of this recording from Ryan Garcia and Andrew Tate himself. Just listen up.
Ryan, unmute your mic.
Yo, Andrew.
Hey, bro. All right, talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Where?
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied. I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you could ever fucking believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They fucking tied me down, and they made me fucking watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a fuck anymore. Yes, I fucking lost it. They're raping little kids.
He doesn't want to take us all, so let's go. Come on, fuck this dude, dude. Who? You know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
No, you know what? You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. They can't touch me. I'm a god.
Well, that's the first point of contention, because I care about you a lot, and I can assure you from my own personal experience that they can touch you, which is
bro,
the worst.
No, they can't, bro. All right, so come touch me, you fucking bitch.
You have proof of these things? You have proof of this on your phone?
Yes, of course I do. The fuck are you talking about? Of course. If Alex could get a fucking video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could.
Well, I have to be careful what I say because I'm in the middle of a judicial process right now.
Eat that cookie.
Yeah.
You heard me. Eat that slice of pizza. Eat that piece of cake.
You want me to get you out of it? I can help you.
Well, bro, my door gets kicked in if I say what I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I can help you get out of it if you want. I know people.
Well, tell everyone at home then. Start from the beginning. When did this happen? Where did this happen? What exactly did you see? Why have you tweeted the things you've tweeted? Let people at home understand you a little.
Because I don't give a fuck, bro. They rape me, right? I was 2 years old, they raped me. I have proof of that, too. That's where it all started, bro. Okay?
You do know there's going to be certain people who believe, and I'm, Ryan, you know, I like you. We've been speaking for years. You know there's going to be people who believe you're just saying this because you've, I don't know, had a mental breakdown or taken drugs and you're repeating
some of the things
you've said on the internet. And the,
guess
so
what?
They're going to not believe you unless you come at it very coherently.
All right. We're going to play this on another separate video because it's quite a long video, right? Now, what was interesting about this, right, is he actually retracted his statement and all the things that he was saying. Like, he was saying a whole bunch of things on Twitter, well, X, right? And he mentioned earthquakes. I actually have the tweets here. I'll pull them up real quick. Earthquake will strike LA and destroy Hollywood and Vegas, aka Sin City. This was on March 6th of this year. He also sounding the trumpets. Those who had an ear understand. One of them were sounded off in early 2021. And he had all these cryptic messages that were going on the internet, right? And the interesting part is, after this entire thing is over, after his conversation with Andrew Tate and all his rants on Twitter.
Over these past couple days, you guys have seen some pretty intense things. I understand what they are and I don't understand what they look like. But I'm coming back to announce I'm not going to speak on any other topic other than boxing, sports, and my fight. That's the only thing I'm going to be talking about. And I'm training for this fight. I want everybody to know this fight's still on. 420, 5 weeks of super focus. I have PBD helping me in this camp and many other warriors. So I thank you guys for the support. And I'll see you guys on 420.
Now, listening to that, what's interesting about him right here? What's interesting about whatever he's wearing right now?
He has a crown with horns in it.
What do you think that symbolizes?
It symbolizes, you know, for those that don't know, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Or back in, you know, during the time when Jesus was alive. Well, he's still alive. But crucifixion usually comes with, of course, torture. But they put nails through your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a crown of nails on your head. And, you know, put you up for the public to see. But it's, you know, through religion been shown as a sign of sacrifice. Before it was just a punishment, but Jesus gave it a new meaning of sacrifice, of oneself.
Now, let me ask you this, right? Would you say that they put him up to it, or he just willingly put it on his head, like, to basically warn everybody that he may be sacrificed, or something like that, or he may be crucified for some of the actions that he did prior to this video, as far as putting out certain, because some of the things that he's implementing are very serious. He's talking about Bohemian Grove, elites, and all this other thing. Mind you, he's not the first person to come out and expose so-called elites for a lot of the nefarious acts that they've committed or so-called committed, right?
Right.
I want to hear your thoughts on that.
I mean, there's a lot of speculation, you know what I mean? This guy's clearly gone through some stuff that I can't even imagine, to be honest. It's so hard to try to dissect something as serious as what he's claiming. But, you know, as far as conspiracies are concerned, people have explained, and there is a entire world of evil that exists within the elite world. Who are they? What companies are there? When you're talking about millions and millions of dollars being rotated within a specific community of top 1%, 2% of people, there are politics that we would never be able to comprehend, and there are things that they get away with, now, man, that the average person wouldn't. And for him to expose it, it opens a very ugly door. So as you just saw that, he just said, hey, I'm only going to talk about boxing from now on. And he has PVD and a couple other strong male people who have his back right now. And that's very telling, because PVD, I don't know if you guys, Bluntees, I don't know if you know who PVD is, but he's a very well-known person. You know, Patrick Beverly David, right?
Patrick Bed Davis.
Bed Davis.
Yeah.
He reports on news, and he's very specific, and he's a really stand-up guy. As if you are a fan of him, or if you watch his content, basically they talk about politics, the reality of what's going on. He's been on Joe Rogan podcast, but when you have someone as serious as that on your back,
yeah,
that means there's something else going on in the background. At least they're probably telling him, like, look, listen, we're not saying we don't believe you. We're saying that, okay, let's build this case. We're saying that, okay, don't put a target on your back. That needs to be larger than it has to be. You have strong people with, and PBD, millions of dollars.
Yeah, actually, he's worth multi.
He's a multi-millionaire. Yeah. He doesn't play any games. Strong, I wouldn't say he's a conservative, but strong Christian guy.
I think he is more conservative.
He probably leans conservative. He's definitely more
conservative. He's not, I'm going to tell you right now, he is not leaning towards the left. He's definitely right wing.
So he's a stand-up guy regardless. Like, he's willing to have conversations. He understands nuance of certain things.
100%.
You get what I'm saying? So when you have somebody out on your back, and, you know, claim, and he's saying these things, and then you have people like Top G speaking back to him, saying, like, yo, look, they're really good friends. He's like, yo, look, listen, be clear, concise in what you're saying.
Yes.
Be very specific about it. Because, you know, what do you say to someone who's experienced that? Not only that, how deep does this rabbit hole go?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those conspiracies that are extremely probably well known in these communities of people who are making deals. Like, I think even Top G was saying, like, listen, he ended up in jail because he denied $50 million from some company to promote something. And usually you create enemies like that. Like, yo, you're not taking this money? All right, let watch me make your life a living hell from the power that I have.
That basically, because think about it, right? Who in their right mind would turn down $50 million? What does that statement tell you? I'm not willing to be controlled.
Not willing to compromise.
And I'm not willing to compromise. I'm not willing to get controlled, compromised, and I'm not willing to be sold out.
Right.
Right? So, in their eyes, it's like, okay, well, you may be possibly a threat in the near future. So, let's see if we can get rid of you. Now, watching that video, one thing I can tell you is this young man looks completely terrified. And there's been a lot of allegations that he may be on drugs. I think his name was David Haney, right? He also mentioned that, okay, maybe he was on, like, you know, certain heavy drugs and stuff like that. But to me, this seems like a young man who is in fear of his life and pretty much got a reality check on the facts of the matter. Like, whatever he was exposed to changed his life. Now, I don't know if he's going to ever be able to recover from whatever experiences that he's going through right now. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. You know, he has a fight that's coming up real soon.
You said David Haney said that? I thought that was Ryan Garcia.
No, David Haney said that. Devin Haney said that he was using, like, cocaine and stuff like that.
That Ryan Garcia
was using. Yeah, that Ryan Garcia was using cocaine. But, you know, we don't know. We'll see what's going on with this guy. Because once you go down that path, there's no looking back. You get a few warnings, and if you continue, because he's made some crazy claims.
But nowadays, it's easy to paint someone as crazy.
It is, 100%.
It doesn't take much, either that or your reputation. But when you're so sporadic and you're so unpredictable and you're doing certain things, you know, that's a whole nother world. But all I can say about this entire situation is, now, I mean, it's interesting to see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see where it goes and where the proof is, because he says he has proof of whatever he's saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is the interesting part, is waiting to see these things, because, you know,
because it's like, do you really have the proof? And if you have the proof, are you willing to bet your life on it that you're going to expose it? Because, like, if it was me, right, I'd have a contingency plan, or I would have, you know, a backup. I'd probably have it on my phone, but I'd probably have a backup somewhere on the USB, maybe, you know, just in case.
Right.
But I don't know. I think we need to, you know, pay close attention to what's going on with, as far as, like, Ryan Garcia. As Ryan Garcia's, as far as him, I hope, you know, everything's good with him, man. You know, his fight, I hope he does well with his fight. But it's pretty interesting as far as the claim that he's making.
Right, right.
You know what's another, I was watching a podcast, I forgot the name of it, but they was talking about he's trying to claim insanity of, so it's fake. He's just trying to gain people to come watch the fight to see if he can really fight. Is he really crazy, or he really still got it?
Like, okay. That, I mean, you know, like we mentioned in the last episode, you know, good publicity, bad publicity, it's still publicity, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And there was some allegations that, oh, you're just trying to step out of the fight with Devin Haney. But it's like he didn't do that with Gervonta, right? And I think Gervonta beat Devin at one point. Maybe when they were, like, in their younger years. Stuff like that. But, you know, it's just a bunch of allegations.
It's extremely dangerous when you start to alleged someone's true intentions, especially when it comes to something as crazy as what he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's a big deal right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just make assumptions on somebody who say things like that specifically. Certain things got to be taken seriously, man.
Yeah,
100%. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like the little boy who cried wolf. This dude is saying some really serious allegations that a multi-billion trillion-dollar company has done to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's, if he's doing that and he's doing that for publicity or for people to come watch the fight, I mean, that's distasteful.
It is.
But if he's saying it and you don't know someone's psyche after they experience certain things. You know what I'm saying? So if he, I just wish the best
for him. Bro, morals is out the window. Niggas don't got morals anymore.
But in what sense?
Like, people are doing whatever they got to do to get it back. They don't care.
Nah, that's a fact. But he has money. That's one. He has money. That's one. Two, right? Who has less morals? This is a real question for y'all.
Okay.
Who has less morals? A regular person who just became a millionaire, or a person who's been a millionaire for centuries?
Millionaire for centuries, because he will fucking put his mother in the dirt for bread. Those type of people don't give a fuck about nobody, no family member, no friend. They will stab their fucking coworker in the back. They'll stab their grandmother in the back.
Just to maintain what they got. And who are these people who are millionaire, maybe billionaires, maybe trillionaires for centuries, right? Who are these people? They are the deep state. They are the motherfuckers who have been in these companies for however long. They are these companies that are poisoning people on a day-to-day basis on small additives or whatever. What can we do to make more money, head-ass niggas, right?
Yeah.
So those people who've been, they have less morals than a regular nigga like Ryan Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
So for a regular nigga like him, well, I'm not going to call him regular. He's an athlete, whatever. When I say regular nigga, I mean like a regular person who has experienced something that's fucking traumatic. He's like, yo, fuck that. Yeah, what the fuck?
But his money is like pennies compared to the elites.
Exactly.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And on top of that, we're just talking about one man versus an invisible force.
A conglomerate.
You feel me? So it's like you... And the thing about this is, right? When, like, I want people to understand how serious these allegations are, because you can't fight something that you don't know. You don't know who they are. Like, you can't
well,
fight.
Well, according to him, he says he knows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. True.
He according to him, says he knows who they are. Even Top G asked him, "Who are they?" He's like, "Yo, you know who they are. I just had a meeting with them." You know what I'm saying?
But still, the people you're having a meeting with aren't exactly the people behind the scenes. The one thing for sure, and two things for certain is, if I'm the big boss, I will never show you my face. I will always
change that to villain. Seconds. Villain.
Okay,
villain.
If I'm the villain. Big difference. Okay, if I'm the villain and I'm partaking in nefarious things, right? I will never, ever, listen to me, Blunteers, never, ever show you my face. I will be just a shadow. I will be a shadow that's behind you with every walk of life, every step you take, and you will never know who I am. And the only time you'll see me is when that time comes.
Right.
That's it. But you know, that's scary because you don't know who you don't know who you're up against. And he also claimed that he's seen aliens too. Ooh, blood tears. He's seen aliens and he's recorded aliens. So who are he? Who is he talking about? Maybe he's talking about reptilians.
Shit,
I don't know.
Maybe he's talking about Frieza.
The Arawaks came back.
The what?
The Arawaks came back.
The Arawaks.
That shit sound crazy. He might be talking about Frieza.
Frieza.
They probably dropped him off in Haiti. He saw a mermaid, bro.
Who knows what he saw, man.
But you know, Blunteers. Let us know what you think, man. Like, do you think this is a publicity stunt? Like we said earlier in the episode before, bad publicity, good publicity is still publicity, right? Or do you think that this man's life is in danger? Because let me just read some of the tweets that some of the comments, because I like to read comments anytime like I watch a video like this, and because it's interesting what some people have to say. Right? He says, the same people who crucified R. Kelly, attacked Bill Cosby, supported Me Too, is now calling at Ryan Garcia crazy for telling everyone he witnessed this type of stuff. You guys should be concerned about him and his safety opposed to crucifying him. He's putting his life on the line.
Right.
That's profound. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's like I said earlier, there's been many, many times where people have supposedly come out with the truth and either have came up missing or they unalive themselves. But we'll see, right?
Right.
You got any final thoughts?
Nah, man. It's a developing story. I want to see where it goes. I hope he's good. I hope he stays safe. I mean, shout out to Top G for showing him support when he came out with what he was saying. I hope he does well in his fight, get to the money. And, you know, it's like fighting an entire ocean of recklessness, man. Oof. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you can't fight an ocean when you're by yourself. So hopefully he has friends and family that support him.
You know, my thoughts are this is going to be the last time we ever hear Ryan Garcia speak about something so nefarious in his career. I don't believe that because, like, you've seen the look on this man's face, right?
Right.
This looked like a young man who was completely terrified, right? I don't believe that we'll hear anything from Ryan Garcia ever again as far as, because he said it, I'm only going to be speaking about boxing in this fight that's coming up. You won't hear nothing from me ever again.
Right.
So, we don't know. Well, the stories are still developing, you know. He still's got his fight that's coming up. Blunteers, what do you think, man? Give us your, you know, thoughts. Engage with us. You know, like, comment, subscribe.
Right.
That's
right.
It. We're out.
Let's get it popping. Do you want to go straight into...